Well, here at home, tomorrow, President Obama will meet with officials in Texas to talk about the crisis of unaccompanied, undocumented children. Last week, Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat from Dallas, announced he'd respond to a federal call for help by offering three sites at schools and a hospital to house up to 2,000 of the children now warehoused at the border. At his press conference, Judge Jenkins was asked if this was a political move.
If this is a political move, then I am the stupidest politician in Texas.
Well, maybe not. CBS News Dallas is reporting that people living near the sites met with the judge Sunday and now are largely more concerned about protesters than about the kids. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins joins us from his office. And Judge Jenkins, on the other hand, your county commissioner, Mike Cantrell, says you're turning a federal problem into a county problem unilaterally with no input from the county. Why are you doing this?
Well, these are children, and they're precious children, and they need our help now. This is not going to be at county expense. The federal government is going to pay for complete wrap services for these facilities. It's a humanitarian crisis. We need a leader to act. Mr. Cantrell was on vacation, but I respect his viewpoint, want to hear from him, but we've made a decision on this, and we're going to help these children.
What about the criticism of people like your state rep there, Jason Villalba? He told the Dallas News, "We already have an overburdened school and healthcare system. The system will now be taxed by people with no ability to put any money back in."
I respect the viewpoints of these politicians, but they don't understand the program that we are trying to initiate. These children will not go to our schools. They will get their educational services in the facilities that the federal government will contract with us for and pay for. I would encourage all politicians to go to the border and see the children. This is not about the immigration debate, and it's not about politics. It's about precious little children. I saw a one-year-old girl crying for her mother while a border patrol agent changed her diaper, and her mother was 1,000 miles away. I saw siblings with their faces pressed to the glass in the holding cells that they were in, overcrowded, dirty, scared, and abandoned, looking at their siblings in other holding cells, just wanting to be reunited with what family they had left. If people go see what I have seen and faith leaders have seen, then this political rhetoric will stop, and this community will unite and focus on helping these precious children until such time as the federal government can dispose of their cases.
Well, as you know, people are saying that's preying on their emotions. I mean, the county Republican chair, Wade Emmert, says the real humane response would be to make the border more secure.
This isn't about border security. I support a stronger border security. But saying, let's make the border more secure, when you have children stacked on top of each other in drunk tank-like holding cells that are designed to hold six adults that have 30 children in them, is not the answer.
Well, it strikes us, too, that these children are not sneaking across an insecure border. They are running into the arms of these border patrol officials, crossing and making themselves known. And you've said that, in fact, you think your decision will help take some of the pressure off those agents on the border.
I had men on the verge of tears, men who have worked 14-hour shifts 6 days a week and did not sign up for the sort of work that they're doing in this crisis. We need to provide them with the capacity to move these children out of these harsh and overcrowded conditions, move them to compassionate care. That's not only the right thing to do for the children, it's the right thing to do to support our Border Patrol agents, our ICE agents, and our DPS officers who are working so hard and doing such a tremendous job in such a difficult circumstance. And if people will just look at the facts and search their heart, and don't listen to me, listen to your faith leaders who have been to the border and seen this firsthand.
There are facts around this story, and they're not very well disseminated. The law that allows these kids from non-contiguous states to stay and go through a hearing, in fact, it mandates that they stay and go through a hearing rather than be turned right back, as Mexican kids are, was a bipartisan bill passed in 2007. It was signed by President Bush. It was to prevent sex trafficking. Why do you think there aren't more voices like yours stepping forward to say, here's the reality. These kids are not going into your schools. They're not going into your communities. They're not, as you say, going to walk from these facilities and get a Slurpee at the 7-Eleven. They are being held for these hearings that by law we have to have. Why aren't more officials like you stepping forward to explain this?
You'd have to ask the officials that. And I think it is noteworthy that when elected officials have an opportunity to go to the border and see what I see, you don't hear them with this sort of shrill rhetoric that you hear from the people who are not up to speed on this humanitarian crisis.
Well, meanwhile, President Obama is headed your way. Are you going to meet with him when he comes to Dallas?
I'm not sure what's been released on that.
I can imagine you'd be someone he'd want to have by his side. What do you want to hear from the president when he comes?
Well, I've got questions that I want to ask the president. I think that'll be a private meeting, so I'll ask him those questions in that meeting and talk to you and the media after that meeting.
So you are meeting with the president?
If there's a meeting.
Okay. That's Judge Clay Jenkins, Democrat from Dallas, who's announced a plan to open three facilities to house up to 2,000 of the children now warehoused on the border. Judge Jenkins, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.